Good morning. This is a Monday morning, and that means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with the column this morning. Governor Crossroads is the headline. Explain.
Yeah, the governor is gearing up to run for re-election in 2018, potentially to run for president in 2020. Before we get there, next year, 2017, could be make or break for him. Not only does he go into the year warring with many top Democratic leaders and many in the legislature, which could really hurt his agenda going into the year, but we've got these corruption trials that we're facing and that his administration is facing that really could hurt him politically. People say that if these do go to trial and the revelations that come out of it could really severely damage Cuomo.
And what about this special session we're hearing about, Ken? Are we going to get one?
Well, that's still up in the air. The lawmakers definitely, despite it being the holiday season, want to come back and vote themselves a pay raise, but they have yet to strike a deal with the governor and time is quickly running out. So it's still probably 50-50, as someone told me yesterday, that it gets done. They're hoping perhaps to have it done by Thursday. They'd like to come back sometime later this week, if possible, but they were hoping that for last week, and it never happened either.
Uber, where you can just call up and follow the car right to you and get a ride anywhere you want, is facing the possible expansion in upstate New York, but it's got some detractors.
Yeah, the governor has said that if the legislature does come back this year, his administration said that they would like to see Uber expanded to upstate. It's something that was a contested issue last year, and then this past legislative session, it ended up not passing, much to the chagrin of many in upstate. The Assembly Democrats wanted more protections similar to what taxi operators have to go through, including potentially background checks and more insurance company-related things. So Uber, knowing that the special session could happen, is going up on the air with a $1 million ad buy to try and get people to call their lawmakers and pressure them into voting for it if they come back before January.
One more, and that is Eric Schneider. The Attorney General is certainly planning to run for re-election. He's had a major fundraiser on the West Coast.
Yes, he's going to run for re-election in 2018 unless something happens with the governor and the governor doesn't run for whatever reason. And then it's known that Schneiderman would want to run for governor. He went to Hollywood, basically, to the home of Norman Lear, the legendary TV producer who was the helm of All in the Family and other shows, for a major, major fundraiser. He had a lot of celebrities there and pocketed some money. It was the first time he tapped into the Hollywood money. They're saying that part of it has to do with that he'll be one of the people trying to fight Donald Trump through the legal maneuvers.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joining us as he does on Mondays. You can find out more at nydailynews.com. Ken, thank you.
Anytime. Be well.